Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo! Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against corruption. We will do anything we can to expose corruption. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then go away. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. How am I free to open my mouth and speak my mind? Because you know what? I'm not a politician. I don't really believe in politics. I just want the truth exposed. I'm common sense. I believe in common sense. But before we get started with today's topic, we have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen. Today, we will be interviewing former Governor Gary Johnson to talk about the state of the nation and other issues. Gary Johnson is an American businessman, triathlete, and libertarian-leaning Republican politician who served as 29th. Hello, Mr. Governor Johnson.
Yep.
How you doing, sir? This is Louis B. Host.
Hello.
How you doing? Can you
I'm
hear
doing
me, sir?
Great. Thank you.
Ah.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Very good. I guess there seems to be a delay. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on my show. Oops.
Yeah, let me give you a landline because you're not coming across that well.
Okay. We're live on the air, so I hope if you don't mind it going out live. I mean.
All right, go for it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Louis, still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the number, sir?
Oh, I need to get it for you. We're not on live here?
No, we are on live now. I just we're in the beginning of the show, sir.
Okay, and you want my landline? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you don't mind, yeah, we are live. You could email it to me, and I could get it instantly.
Let's just try it on this phone. I don't actually know what the number is here at this place. I can't find anybody real quick, so my apologies. Let's just go.
Yes, sir. Well, you're a triathlete, you're an American businessman, you're libertarian-leaning Republican. But how do you identify yourself? Who is Gary Johnson?
Well, you know, I am a Republican. I served two terms as governor of New Mexico, and I'd like to say that what I was about all the time was just best product, best service, lowest price, common sense. Everything I did as governor of New Mexico was just a cost-benefit analysis. Best product, best service, lowest price.
And yeah, that makes sense.
Big people labeled me a libertarian. I always took that as a compliment.
Okay. It seems like, especially when you listen to talking heads on MSNBC or Air America, they usually use the term libertarian the same way a person mad at you would curse you out, you know? It's like, your mama's a libertarian. I'm like, whoa.
And included in that notion of libertarian, I really do believe that people make better decisions than government. Certainly,
right.
Government has a role, but in this case, I think government's broke. I think we're bankrupt. I think the fact that we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar that we're spending is insane, and we've got to fix this. So we've got to slash government spending, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. Louis, I also believe that marijuana should be legal. I think that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition-related, not use-related,
right.
And that's not to discount the problems with use and abuse. I think the fact that we're in Iraq and Afghanistan is a mistake. I think we're bankrupt. I think we're going to be of no good to any country in the world bankrupt. Right now, 50 cents out of all the money being spent, out of the dollar being spent worldwide on military spending, 50 cents of that coming from the United States, and we're 5% of the world's population. It just seems to me that that's a little off kilter.
Yeah, I mean, I've said on this show, I mean, if I was president, noticing how the world just hates us and stuff like that, I mean, yet we're the first people that they ask for help whenever there's a natural disaster in their countries. I would just make a deal. I'm like, okay, we will help you out, but you have to let us have a base on, you know, in your country. If not, yeah, I mean, I'm all for closing it down and just, you know, letting the rest of the world burn. I mean, seeing what's happening in Israel. What are your thoughts on stopping aid to the Middle East? Just stop giving money to make sure that they don't fight when they actually do want to fight.
Well, that's one of the problems is that we've given money to the whole world, and the problem is that we've got these same issues at home, and we're
right.
Borrowing money to send out all this money. So when it comes to Israel, I think we've invested a lot of money in Israel. I think it's probably tied to our national security when it comes to Israel. But again, the fact that we are engaged across the world, spending so much money,
right.
And what's the end result? Maybe we're making more enemies than we are friends. And I do believe we are as a result of our foreign, what you could call aggression. We've always been the country that stood up for the bully, stood up against the bully, and right now we're not that. We're the bully.
Right. Going back to your thoughts on marijuana, are you keeping an eye on what's happening in California as far as the taxing bill that the ballot initiative that's set to be on the I'm tripping over my own tongue here. In November, California is going to be voting on whether to tax the use of marijuana. Are you keeping an eye on that? What are your thoughts?
Well, I sure am, and I support that. I think that could be the domino that other states will follow. Massachusetts, the last general election, voted to decriminalize the use of marijuana. To my knowledge, there hasn't been a single incident in Massachusetts as a result of that vote. 5 years ago, Denver voted to decriminalize the use of marijuana on a campaign based on the fact that marijuana is safer than alcohol. And Denver citizens voted to decriminalize on the basis of marijuana being safer than alcohol.
Right. I had Mason Convert on the show as well.
Yeah. So I don't know why we can't make the same comparison to alcohol. When we prohibited the use of alcohol, what happened overnight was millions of Americans who were otherwise tax-paying, law-abiding citizens became criminals because they continued to drink alcohol. And, of course, we saw the folly in our ways. Right now, border violence, Louis, border violence in Mexico, you know, that's all prohibition-related. That's disputes being played out with guns rather than the courts.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Mexican President Calderon basically dictating how the U.S. can use its troops on the border, saying, oh, well, you know, you can't use your troops to stop people basically breaking the law coming in here, but you could use them to stop smugglers and stuff like that, even though they use regular illegal immigrants to smuggle drugs in here. So, I mean, how effective would the National Guard be on the border?
Well, I really believe that when it comes to securing our borders, that that would come at a cost. And I don't know if we're willing to pay what would end up to be tens of billions of dollars to literally put the National Guard arm in arm across the border. I think there's a better way to accomplish what we're out to accomplish, which is make it easy for legal immigrants to come in and work, get a work visa, pay taxes, Social Security, Medicare, income tax. Make that easy. Let the market dictate whether or not there are jobs or not. And there's got to be a grace period for what is estimated now to be about 15 million illegal immigrants in this country, because we can't just round them up and ship them back. But I think if we allow a grace period where they can sign up, become legitimate, pay taxes, and it never needs to be about the delivery of welfare services. It's about work. It's not about welfare.
Right.
So the immigration issue, I think, imminently fixable. And if we secure the border, really, with Mexico, arm in arm, National Guard, 1,600 miles of border, then what about Canada? Where do we stop?
Right. I mean, I haven't heard of any illegal Canadian immigrants come in here, and I mean, as a Puerto Rican, I mean, I'm sorry, sir.
So there are, I think there are known terrorists that have actually come across the border in Canada. So that needs to be our concern. If somehow nuclear device is brought across the border, that needs to be our entire focus, I think. And the notion of securing the borders, thousands of miles of border with the National Guard, I just don't think it's doable, or we'd have done it.
Right. I mean, I would say if we're going to put National Guards there, at least give them the power to shoot. You know, and actually, actually enforce some laws there. I mean,
Give them the power to shoot.
Excuse me, sir.
I think if you're going to give them the power to shoot, you're going to kill somebody. And I think that these people, for the most part, the Mexicans coming across the border, really just want work. That's all.
The thing is with the Mexican government, they protect their southern border with deadly force. I mean, their army has a shoot-to-kill order if they catch anyone trying to sneak past their border. I mean, why can't we defend ourselves?
I don't think so. Not that there hasn't been that published, but I don't think that's the case. I've never heard of an incident of Mexico opening fire on. And of course, there's no reason for for us to go over there illegally when we can cross legally. Same should exist going this direction.
Well, I mean, sir, I mean, again, I was about to say, as a Puerto Rican, I understand Spanish. I hear how they talk. And a lot of them really, even if we give them what they want, they still want to kill us. And I don't mean just white people. I mean blacks, legal Hispanics, even other Mexicans they want to kill because they're here legally. And they just say, oh, well, they're just whitewashed. They're not even humans anymore. I mean, that's how these people think, and that's how these people talk. I mean, the same way we're worried about, you know, Islamic terrorists coming here and killing us, the same there's an actual threat from these illegal Mexican immigrants coming in here. I've heard it myself. When they come up to New York, they start talking, hey, you know, we gotta kill the Yankees and, you know, and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa. A lot of these guys are more racist than the KKK. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, there's no excuse for that kind of talk or behavior, and whatever we can do to discourage or prevent individuals like that from coming over into this country, we need to do. I mean, there's no excuse for that behavior.
Well, sir, it was also it was also reported that former President Vicente Fox, he released a lot of prisoners from the jails, and he encouraged them to come here to the U.S. Criminals.
I'm not doubting that those reports may exist or that some individuals have talked about that, but I just find that hard to believe, having had relations with Mexico, with the border governors. I don't believe that to be the case.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just repeating what I've heard reported. I mean, this is, and also,
oh,
I mean,
I,
what
and
I've
and
heard
I'm
with.
Not,
with
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not doubting your. I'm not doubting that you heard that. I'm not doubting that at all. I would just. I would really question that as valid.
Right. I mean, all I really want is, I mean, when it comes to the border, for us to be fully protected, especially if we're so worried about terrorists coming in here. I mean, which after 9/11, the border should have been locked down tight. Especially, I mean, that, and also, I mean, just really looking at the whole immigration enforcement. Because a lot of the alleged September 11th hijackers were here on expired visas, if I remember correctly. I mean, there's something. The system is just broken. I mean it, and we really need to start thinking about. I see videos from Israel on YouTube on how they lock down their borders. I mean, how come we can't do the same thing here?
Well, it's 1,600 miles of border with Mexico, and unless you're willing to put the National Guard arm in arm across the border, I don't think it's going to ever happen.
Right.
At what cost? At what cost do you secure the border, and what's the end result if you do secure the border?
Yeah, but how much money will we?
Perhaps?
How much money will we save from not having to capture these guys after they committed a crime? Throw them in jail, spend money so that way they can have an interpreter, so that way they know their rights, when we could just stop them at the border, send them home, or you know, just discourage them from even coming here, and letting them continue committing crimes in their country, and letting their country deal with them. I mean, I'm sorry, sir.
One of the other misconceptions is that they're committing crime more so than illegal immigrants are actually committing less crime than legal immigrants or the general U.S. population. It's like they're walking on eggshells. I mean, that's that's the statistics behind crime. And again, no crime is defensible, or I'm not trying to defend any crime whatsoever, but statistically, crime is just not really happening. It's an overblown statistic. People are pointing at the crimes that are being committed. And let's keep in mind, most of the crime that's being committed right now around the border is drug-related, marijuana-related. The kidnapping is in Phoenix. A task force set up by the Phoenix law enforcement authorities came to the conclusion that 100% of the kidnappings were drug-related, whether they be illegal immigrants that had ties to drug cartels in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm just saying, I mean, if we have those, if we really have drug smugglers, which a lot of them are very violent, because, I mean, they would pretty much have to be if they are trying to get their drugs into this country. I mean, wouldn't it be better to have a National Guard there? I mean, I know it's going to cost money, and of course, I'm talking ideally that we pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan and not have to pay that for that anymore. I mean, of course, just probably just shifting the cost from there to border security. I would feel more comfortable with our men and women not messing around in the Middle East and just letting that whole sector over there just burn. Because, I mean, they're going to destroy themselves anyways. Why are we helping them and just move them to the border and protect us? Hello?
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm sorry, sir. You there? Oh, okay. Anyways, what are your thoughts on BP's fault with the oil spill? Is it who's at fault when it comes to the oil spill? The Obama administration or BP or both?
Well, I can't fault the Obama administration other than perhaps just being a little more up to the minute regarding what is happening. But clearly, this is British Petroleum's fault, and I have no doubt that they'll be held liable for this and for this catastrophe. And it's making everybody mad, and it's making everybody more mad every single day that it goes on.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, sir. What that platform, they were given a pass from the safety inspections by the federal government.
Right. I understand.
So I mean that of course it's BP's fault for not maintaining that platform and allowing 11 of their workers to just die like they were nothing. But of course, I mean, the federal government didn't just passed over this platform and didn't do the proper checks, and now look what we have.
Well, and again, I understand that the government did sign off on these inspections prior to this happening, but again, these things, there's no excuse for this occurrence having occurred. But to say that the government's responsible or that the Obama administration is responsible, I think that's a real stretch. It's a tragedy, and I'd like to be as informed as I possibly can. I saw something on the news just yesterday about an oil executive who thought we ought to have barges out there pumping in the oil and the water. And I thought of that from the first day that this happened. And I don't know what the answer is, Lou, but it would be great to be a little bit more informed on what the potential options are And then today I hear that they're talking about the first of the year yet for this being remedied. I don't get it.
They said they're going to be able to. I'm sorry.
There seems to be a path of information that the government might accommodate that information a little bit better.
Right. I mean, why did you think it took Obama so long to go to the Gulf and see what was going on?
Well, I think it would have been better if he would have, gone down there in dungarees and hung out and became a spokesperson for what was happening. He chose not to do that, but I like to say, pin the blame on the government or Obama, I think, is not going to serve any of us in this situation. I'd just like to see the government taking more of a role in providing the best information possible.
Yeah, why is the federal government stopping Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal from building sand dunes to stop the oil from going into the marshland? How come they just won't let him do anything?
Well, that's back to what I'm saying. It seems to me that government ought to be providing the best information possible. Jindal is asking for these barges to be, or these barriers, these sand barriers to be built. Why not? I don't know why not. Sounds logical to me. But if the government were down there being a little more active on the information front and saying, you know what? We don't think this is going to make any difference, or we think it's going to make a difference, but the cost is going to be. I don't know. Louis, these are questions that I have that I think the government should and could be answering.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you can hear the tone in my voice, but when I'm like discussing these issues, I get very upset. I'm very upset. I was raised in America. Of course, as a Puerto Rican, we're born with citizenship, but I was born here. I was raised here. I was taught the Constitution. I was taught about freedom. And I see these things going on. I'm not a politician. I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't learn any. Law or stuff like that. I just have common sense. And this is just upsetting. I'm like, why aren't they doing the best they can to fix these things? And a lot of problems that this country has, I'm like, why don't they just do this? It's so easy to fix.
Yeah, I agree with you. Government could be taking a role here that would make us all feel a lot better about what the actions that are have been taken and the ones that are being contemplated. Seems to be a little Laurel and Hardy show when it comes to this incident.
Yeah. I mean, why does everything have to be about the party? Like, okay, well, Obama wants to do this, but this party doesn't want this to happen. I mean, if let's say hypothetically Obama was doing the right thing, hypothetically. Would the Republican Party still try to sabotage him, even though it's common sense and it would be for the benefit of the country?
No, I don't think so. I think we rally behind bad situations. We as citizens, and we always have. And when we don't rally is when we're not. When we're being left in the lurch, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
Right. Well, sir, this is the last question I have because your publicist told me that you only have 30 minutes. Have you ever seen a documentary by Aaron Russo called America Freedom to Fascism?
I have.
Well, okay. What are your thoughts on income taxes then? Is it true that there is no law stating that you have to pay income taxes?
No, I would have to I would have to believe that the documentary was accurate. I would also point out that if you choose not to pay your taxes, I think you're going to end up going to jail. You might be right, but you're going to end up going to jail because it's never going to get to the Supreme Court. So I would opt to pay my taxes in lieu of spending prison time.
So basically, that quote for the movie is right. We only pay taxes because they're the ones with the guns.
Well, taxes have been. We are paying taxes. If you take the movie at face value, which I have to believe is accurate. I watched it. I have to believe that it's accurate. But it's also accurate when it points out that. Look, you don't pay your taxes. The outcome is that you're going to spend time in jail, and I don't think that's worth it at all. It would be great to have the Congress clarify income taxes. It'd be great to have them clarify income taxes in the IRS code.
Okay, so are you going to be right? Oh, sorry.
One of the issues of the day is a flat tax. Which I think has the possibility of getting rid of the IRS, simplifying income tax dramatically. I know that fair tax is also being looked at, which I would just caution at looking at tax reform, believing that what we really need to do is slash spending. But tax reform right now that greatly simplifies taxes and does away with the IRS. It sounds like a terrific idea to me.
Okay, sir. Where can people find you? What websites can they go to educate themselves?
Well, I have a website, OurAmericaInitiative.com, and I would love for anyone listening to get online and tell me what they think. OurAmericaInitiative.com.
Yeah, I highly recommend everyone go to, again, Gary Johnson's website, OurAmericaInitiative.com, and go ahead, donate the $100 so that way you guys could get the signed copy of Seven Principles of Good Government.
We're still working on that one. We're close to having that done, Lou, but very shortly we'll have the... I've been talking about the seven principles my whole life, and the simplest of concepts, tell the truth, communicate with people, get a job that you love. It sounds like you have a job that you love. It's great to have a job you love where you love getting up every morning and doing what it is that you want to do.
This is just a hobby. I mean, this is just my passion. This is not my job yet. Hopefully soon this will be my job, but this is just a passion. Last question.
When passion can become a job, there's nothing better.
Exactly. So let me sneak this one. Are you running for in 2012?
Well, right now I'm a 501c4. So it's an advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman, which allows me to raise money and speak out on the issues of the day. And as part of the 501c4, Louie, I'm not a candidate running for any federal office. That's not anything I can comment on. So I don't want to get sideways with my legal entity.
I see. So no comment on a 2012 candidacy.
Well, again, I'm a 501c4.
So who runs JohnsonForAmerica.com?
Well, I do, more than anything. It is based out of Salt Lake City, so we've got about 9 people that work full-time on the initiative, which is really trying to put a voice to the outrage that I think Americans are feeling right now. And to me, that starts with the fact that we're bankrupt. We're bankrupt. We're borrowing money. Taxes are going up across the board. We need to slash spending. We need to get our entitlements under control. There have been political promises made that should have never been made.
Right. Okay. Well, Mr. Johnson, I'd like to thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure. I really do wish you a lot of success and hopefully you'll run for 2012. If at least just to get the message out like Ron Paul did. I mean, I
appreciate that, and
I have
to do it again sometime.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That was Gary Johnson, everybody. Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break afterwards. We're going to be, we're gonna take a little light, get a little loose. We're going to have Josh on from All the Pies to discuss, to talk about yesterday's metal concert. So, see, we switch gears. We're going to switch some gears. Like switching gears. Anyway, this is the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Back. I'm calling Angry Jay and also Josh from All Up Heist. There was a kick-ass metal show last night. It was fucking fantastic.
Hello?
Jay.
Hello? Fantastic.
Jay, Josh, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
It's Louis B. What's up? You're on the air.
Oh, shit.
Got both you guys
on.
What's up?
We're all on the air.
Yes.
On our way to support Normal by picking up a fat sack of trees.
Nice.
Brad, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, man.
So how's it going,
smoke
movie?
Weed every day.
Darkness just said smoke weed every day.
That's right.
You do not smoke every day on the right occasion.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, we got, it's Josh.
So what's going on the show this evening?
We just had former Governor Gary Davis on talking about libertarian issues. Now we're going to talk about ribs and strippers and metal mayhem.
I'd like to address the subject of abortion.
Okay.
I think there should be more abortion in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm pro-death.
Okay, mandatory abortions.
Yeah, we should make abortions mandatory.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have stupid shit that comes into my head that I just have to let it out.
Okay, no problem. I think I am for forced abortions for black people. So, anyways, moving on.
Oh my God, this radio show is terrible.
Oh man. So yeah, man. So
who else is on the line, Josh?
Yeah, we got Josh from Ullapice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, those guys kicked ass last night.
Mister, I'm not drunk, but I'm talking Russian for the fuck of it.
And I'm gonna show.
Yeah, you're gonna hop up on stage and during the Bales show and show off your titties.
Yeah, I'm walking out during that, man. I came to the burlesque show to see female titties, not man tits.
Well, dude, those were some nice. Did you see how I shaved my chest hair? I called it the Hugh Jackman.
See, I figured you were up there because the bitches were gonna get naked and start like dancing around you or some shit. But then you started getting naked on the guard.
Yeah.
Was there any kids at all that night? Was there any kids at all?
Yeah, there were some. There were side
people. I didn't get
anything.
She just sucked my penis.
Yeah.
I think that's what I did.
Sucked my dick, though.
Good shit, man. Fucking, what's going on? What's going on now? Where are you guys playing next?
We don't have any shows. We have one coming up at the Saint in Asbury Park, but we're still waiting for details. I don't know what's going on with that one, but we're going to have actually a festival at the end of this month in Stockertown, Pennsylvania.
Fine, they're interviewing each other. Fantastic. I'll just lay back, collect the checks, and keep my mouth shut.
making life easy for you, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking, we just got off the phone with Rico, or Rick's Magazine. It's a Clar magazine.
Oh, okay.
Apparently they're doing some big thing at Giant Stadium, and they're looking for bands, so we hit them up. And the guy went to our page, he listened to one song, and he's like, you know, I like the beats. He's like, but, you know, do you think you could tone it back a little bit?
Oh, suck a dick.
He said that it scared his hamster. So our plan is basically we're going to tell the guy that we're going to totally puss it out, and we're going to pull like what the Doors did for Ed Sullivan, you know, where they told Jim Morrison that he couldn't say higher on television, and he did it anyways. And then after the show, they were like, you'll never play the Ed Sullivan show again. And he's like, dude, we just played the Ed Sullivan show. So we're pretty much going to rip it like that. We're going to tell him we're going to pussy it out, and then we're going to get up there. We're going to play like our lightest song first, and then we're just going to tear everybody's face off, and hopefully we get shut down. But we're going to bring a loudspeaker, so if they do shut us down, I can keep screaming.
Yeah. Or you could do the metal
version.
We're
going to have a beer together.
Yes. Yeah, don't steal Jay's beer or else he'll fucking kick some ass. I can't.
Wait, what's that?
No, James was like, yeah, James was saying you guys got to have a beer with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. We should be hardcore alcoholics.
Yeah, just don't steal Jay's beer or else he'll hunt you down like we did last night.
Yeah, man, some dude stole my fucking beer last night and we hunted him down.
Really? Yeah, I was going to say, yo, fucking Louie humps my drummer's girlfriend.
Yeah, Louie made out with my ex guitar player's girlfriend or some shit. This motherfucker's a Puerto Rican over here.
Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican, son.
Oh, well.
Oh,
hey, I didn't hear his girlfriend objecting, and I didn't hear your drummer objecting. So I thought, hey, if you don't say yes and you don't
it's
say no, then it's not rape.
And it's a swing on, man.
And it really wasn't a makeout. It was just a nice peck on the lips. That was all. I mean, a makeout with me.
Hey,
that's
what you call licking the back of her throat, you know.
Oh, that well,
yo,
that
who's
didn't
the
happen.
On the phone right now? I can't
that,
know. I don't
that
know
didn't happen. It's a party line.
Yeah, I know. I'm just busting your balls.
It's a party line.
So, I'm sorry. I'm
party line.
It's a party.
What you wearing? Y'all, I'm about to get really high, so.
Hmm?
Dude, if we can find the name,
Tom,
yeah.
Are you? Is Tom on?
What's that?
Is Tom on?
Tom.
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 Damn it! I'm sorry. I'm stoned. I can't tell.
Smoke weed every day.
No, it's Jay, you, and Louie.
Yep.
The bank is down here, bro. I'm trouble with my old stomping grounds trying to find an ATM.
So yeah, I got two dirty Jersey boys on the line, friggin' talking about last night's sick ass show. Apparently, my debauchery was uncovered. So,
you know,
yeah,
I'm trying to find out who the motherfucker that was there that didn't shower in 2 months.
Dude, they all
oh,
were
dear.
Smelling like that. That's how hipsters smell. They come tatted up,
and they're
afraid of water. It's like you know, you spritz them with water, and they freaking yo. Actually, it was this chick named Heather, the chick with the little short shorts that was like kept like shaking her ass.
She's the one that smelled like fucking like a bag full of dicks.
Yeah, I know. She came up.
That's fucked up, man. We need to get that bitch and fucking put her in front of a fire hydrant or something. Just crank that shit on full blast.
Yeah, no, she was like right next to me. I'm like, and she's like, oh, I don't wear any deodorant. And I'm like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, apparently you don't fucking shower either, bitch.
Like, oh, and her man.
Beach curtains fucking emanating from you.
I have a.
Oh, man.
There's a pungent smell coming from your vagina. You need to do something about that.
There's eight stray dogs outside fucking sniffing, man. They're red.
Yo, there was a skunk. There was
oh,
a skunk
dude.
That passed by and like,
yeah,
damn,
all the guy
bitch.
In a car with a groupie.
Oh,
what's up, you with a groupie?
Groupies?
Yeah, I'm in the car with a groupie right now. Nice,
just swapping
it.
Yeah,
nice.
Actually, and she's driving too. So.
Oh damn.
Oh, that's brutal.
She's hitting.
You ever get a Hummer from a chick that's driving? That's
I
fun,
have. I have.
Hard.
It was hilarious.
You're locked into provocative situations all the time. It's not fair.
Yeah, well, just be careful she don't crash. Be careful she don't crash, or else she'll bite down.
Hey, wasn't there a movie like that? Wasn't there a movie like that where people would, like, they'd be fucking and then they would crash into a wall and that's how they got their high or some shit?
Oh, yeah, it was called Crash.
There was some crazy movie like that.
Yeah, it's
razor sharp teeth in it. Just like, do you ever see that, the movie Teeth?
Yeah, it's called
Which
James
movie?
James Spader was in that. It was called, I think it was called Crash.
I think that's what it was. That was a bugged out movie.
Yes, it was.
So that's not the best movie ever. Well, I saw the best movie I've seen in probably 5 years a couple days ago. It was called Solomon Kane. And apparently nobody's heard of this movie. I never saw any previews for it. Didn't even know about it. Just stumbled on it on the internet and watched that shit. It was fucking awesome. It was like action, drama, horror, fucking like everything mixed into just one. It was badass. So that's Angry Jay's movie pick of the year.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, my God, I'm nutting. I got to go. All right, man.
All right, that was Guess that was Josh. He had to go. And
yeah, he's getting Hummers from the movie.
Oh shit! The humanity.
Oh, they just crashed.
Oh shit!
What else going on, Louis D?
Oh, nothing. I guess you're the last metalhead standing, man. I mean, last night's show. If you were not at the Delancey last night, you missed a lot. There were hot bitches there. There was freaking kick-ass barbecue. There was drinks were flowing. Special thanks to a Shahi beer for the sponsorship, for the free beer. Oh man.
Yeah, that was sick, man. The band's all got free beer. Well, one free beer, but man, I'm a temp-ass motherfucker, so basically nobody else in the band knew about the free beer, so I just drank all of theirs.
Yeah, I just can't believe your second beer almost got stolen, and, you know, the look on your face, I'm like, they took your second beer, and they're like, what? No.
Yeah, man, I was like 2 sips into that shit, and my last one was 3/4 full, and that got stolen. I would have killed somebody.
Oh, it was fun times, making you believe. And you actually thought I was a skinny, nerdy dude.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like this short Mexican dude in a suit. I thought Tony was going to be like this big Italian guy, you know, in a suit. Nope.
Nah, we're just regular.
That just goes to show you.
Yep, we're just your regular ass picks. That's all, don't worry. And me, I like, not skinny, shit. My doctor wants me to be skinny, but shit, I like beef.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. You know,
yeah.
I like to eat, so.
But yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You should get on chubbychasers.com, man. Like, sign myself up on there.
Yeah, right.
Get a couple extra hamburgers a day.
Yeah, we're definitely on the Dunkin' Donuts workout plan. It's like damn. It's like oh nice, another fat fuck.
No.
All right, let's do this. We can chill.
No,
the rest of these motherfuckers starve
Dunkin'
themselves.
Dunkin' Donuts, bro.
Yeah.
You're Spanish. You know what a Rodizio is, right?
A Rodizio.
Hola?
A Rodizio.
You know what a Rodizio is? It's like, well. I guess it's Brazilian.
Yeah.
So, but Rodizio is like this place. It's all you can eat buffet, and they got like full sushi bar. Everything's fresh, awesome food, and then they got a little dial on your table. It's red and green. So you flip it from the red to the green, and then these dudes start like bum rushing your table with these fucking giant swords filled with beef.
Oh yeah. No,
and
they
got 15 different kinds of beef.
I've actually been to one of those places in Flushing, Queens. It's they call
I'm
it.
Sure
it
you have.
Yeah, it's called Brazilian BBQs. They have rabbit, deer, venison, you know, beef, of course, pig, chicken. I mean, all the meats, all the edible meats that are out there, they're there.
Oh hell yeah! That's my favorite place in the world, man. And now they just started opening it for lunch, and it's like $10. All you can eat. Fucking roll up in there. Whew. Dinner's $30. They got like 12 different kinds of meat. Lunch, they got 5, but still, can't eat that shit. Especially
$10
for big motherfuckers like us.
Jesus Christ. $10 for lunch, man? I would just stay there until dinner. I'd be like, yeah, John, no, just give me a drink. Give me a drink. I'm pacing myself. I will hold down the table from 12 p.m. to at least 10 p.m. Just stay there, just like. Oh no, I'm still here for lunch. Thank you. Shut the place down. Have all them people committing suicide because we just bankrupt them.
You go now. You've been here 4 hours. It's all you can eat, not eat all.
Oh man!
How many buffets have you shut down in your life?
Shit! Starting from when I was in junior high, about 2 Sizzlers, 1 Chinese buffet. Oh, they were pissed. They looked at Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't do it on my own. I was with my father and two of my uncles. They looked at us. They're like, "Shit." It's like when you know that you're gonna get fucked up and there's like nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
You know, they had like this look on there like, "Shit. Looks like I'm not putting my kid through college." Oh well.
Nope. they had a picture of you on the fucking wall that says "Do not serve."
Yeah. Yeah, no, they you know how they have the sex offender registry? I'm on the overeaters registry. They just like don't let this nick
radio interview right now.
Yeah.
Fucking just called me in. What kind of fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, princess. I didn't know you had something better to do. Don't worry. Hello? And he hung up. Did he hang up? Jay.
Yo.
Oh, all right. I was about to say, like, shit.
That's right. I hung up on you. What's up?
Oh, you hung up on me? All right, fine. Shit. I'll steal all your beers. I make sure there's nothing left but old duels.
Yo,
I'll fucking...
I was rolling around the city last night rocking an Iron Man mask.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shouting obscenities at people. It was awesome.
Oh, the drive-by insults? Oh, that's fun. You know, what I like to do is, like, when I see, like, two women hugging, like, when they're like, "Oh, look, hi, friend," you know, they're hugging, and I'm passing by, I'm like, "Ooh, lesbians!" And they, like, look around all pissed off, and they stop hugging, like, shit. Just like alienating women to each other. It's like, shit. Ooh, lesbians.
Hey, man, I love lesbos.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't. Yeah.
Well, finish your thought.
Yeah, what happened?
We're not.
I'm done. Yeah, no, I was done. I just heard my name, and I'm like, what? What happened? What's going on? Yeah, that's me. I go by that, yes.
What's up, Blank?
What up? What is up? Yes. Indeed, yes.
What else you got planned for the evening, man?
Nothing, I'm done in 3 minutes.
Done in 3 minutes? Nice.
Done in 3 minutes, and I'm going to go. I'm gonna start looking for whores.
We have to look for whores right out your front door, right?
Yeah, nah. No. You know, so they look like whores, but sometimes they trick me. I'm like, "Oh, I'll give you $40 for a BJ." Oh, no. I'm not a prostitute. How dare you think I'm a prostitute? Well, you're dressed like a whore.
You don't have to be. Well, you should just be like, "Listen, then you can suck my dick for free and I'll keep the money."
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, look, when's the next show, man?
Shit, I need to know. I don't know. I'm gonna have to talk to Tony about that one, because I absolutely had no idea what to do when it comes to setting up shows. So I mean, hopefully we can try to get something going during the summer, man. Just because that shit was fun as hell. But this time we got to start do this shit like on a Friday. Get some more. Yeah, get like more mayhem going. Shit, man.
Tony, man, we're always down. We had an awesome time. So.
Yeah, man. No, it was a blast, man. I mean, you know, the highlight for me was Munchkin. So I mean, she was the highlight
I bet
of the
it
night.
Was.
She was the highlight of the night, and yeah.
You probably would have gotten farther with her if when she walked in the door you weren't like, "Yeah, you know, you're not hot enough to get in for free."
No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that, because I would have said it to, I would have said that shit to a supermodel. Trust me. I would have said that to any other girl as well. Whoever tried, because there was this other chick, she was trying to sneak in, and she was trying to smile and wink at me, try to walk, do that, like, little slow, like, "Oh, I'm going to sneak past because I'm cute. I'm going to sneak." I'm like, $6, bitch. $6. Here's your stamp. There you go. And I mean, she was a
blowjob, and I'll give you 25.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, you know, she was cute. I was like, oh, she's cute. All right. Oh, she's trying to sneak in. And I'm like, I was like, okay. It's like, I can't get in for free. I'm like, no. But you know, when it comes to that, no one's that cute. I'm sorry. I learned in junior high school, you don't give chicks freebies because you ain't getting no BJs. That guy, right? Yeah, you know, shit. They used to come up to me asking me for $20. I'm like, what the fuck do I look like? An ATM? You pop a titty out? Start shooting out dollars? What the fuck? Jesus. Yeah,
you're crazy,
me.
Motherfucker, Louis.
Shit, I mean, shit, it's what happens when chicks try to get over on you. It's like, oh, that's all I'm good for? You're going to straight up ask me for a dollar. In the same sentence, you call me a fat loser, and you didn't want to go, all right, yeah, I'm going to, let me pull out my wallet. Let me pull out my wallet. Oh, screw. Oh, man.
Well, are we out of time now?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, we are.
All right. Well, let me close out the show.
Yes.
This is Angry J from Darkness Descends. You're listening to the Cross Shot Radio Show with Louis B. Fuck, long live the Patriots. Fuck the government. And smoke weed every day.
Yes. And what about your former, you want to say something about your former band member, your guitar player?
Nah, I really don't have anything to say about him. He actually called me today. It's funny. We're going to have to get up and we'll play some clips on air of all the messages I have from this kid. I probably have 20-something messages on my phone. And then the last message I just got, he's like crying. You know, man, he let me back in the band. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I apologize.
I'm like,
yo, if I'm in the same room with you, I'm going to fucking snap every one of your fingers individually so you can never play guitar again.
Yeah,
Yeah,
next time he calls, tell him that Louis B. kissed his girl. That'll
I'll
fuck
like,
his shit up. So, yeah.
Well, we'll Photoshop some pictures of her head on some chick's face, and, you know, you behind her fucking slapping the ass.
Alrighty, so, yeah. Nah,
boy, I can get rolling. I'm with my boy right now. Everybody that's still listening, check out an organization called Normal. They're for the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana, which is a good friend of all of ours. So, support
buddy.
MySpace.com/NJDarknessDescends or Darkness Descends on every page in the planet and Cross Shot Radio right in your nuts, bitch.
Yes. Alrighty, everybody. Like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Cross Shot Radio saying, just fuck you. I'm done. I'm tired today. I'm just tired.
Stay
I'm so fucked. I'm fucked up. Stay angry. I'm fucked up since last night. Alright, I'm out.